Hey everybody, it is me, your psychic Christine. Thank you guys so much for being here and sticking with me for as long as you have. God bless all of you. And you guys know very well that I'm always looking forward to serving you. And if for any reason you need to have a one-on-one consultation, do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can be in another country. You can be here in the United States, and all you have to do is send me an email or call my phone number, 855-708-2768, or go to my website, trustedpsychicadvisor.com, or just, randomly search Psychic Christine Wallace in Philadelphia, and you're going to find different ways of communicating with me, phone, social media. I mean, you're going to see all of that stuff. So, I also want to thank everybody who has left me some amazing reviews on my Google page. Very much appreciated. Thank you guys. That is like so awesome. So, what is this episode about? This episode is about how people make you feel. Do you ever think about how people make you feel? We love a lot of people in our lives. Initially it's going to be mom and dad, and then that's going to extend outward to extended family. Then we're going to find someone and fall in love with them, and hopefully they're nice enough or the right person or a good person. And, it's really important to think about when you are with whoever it is that you love, how do they make you feel? Do they make you feel good? Do they make you feel wanted? Do they make you feel at home? Are they happy to see you? Are they happy to be with you? Do they smile as soon as you walk through the door? Are they happy to hear your voice when you call? Do you feel loved? Is the question. Or are you in a relationship with someone, whether it be a romantic partner, a friend, or even a family member, sadly, even a parent that makes you feel not good about yourself? Someone reached out to me the other day and was telling me that she was having an issue with her mom. Her mom has narcissistic personality disorder. And she told me that her mom makes her feel untrustworthy. Her mom makes her feel like she has to prove herself in the relationship, to prove that she's trustworthy, to prove that she's worth her time, to prove that she's deserving of a good mother. The problem is, I'll use that situation as a guide to help you understand the point. So this person's mom, there's no hoops to jump. There's no winning this person's love, this mother's love. This mother only does what she feels like doing. There have been times that, this mom to this girl has done stuff for her, shopping and this and that. And sometimes it feels like really good, but the little bit of good that she's getting out of it is not worth how this is making her feel for the most part. Like I said, makes her feel untrustworthy, makes her feel like a criminal sometimes, makes her, and she hasn't done anything to make her mother treat her that way. It's not like she's ever stolen anything from her mom. It's not like she's ever taken advantage of her mom. It's not like she was a rebellious adult or child. It was always about trying to please her mom and winning her approval, because that is what her mom had led her to believe, whether consciously or subconsciously, because the truth is, the real truth is, now brace yourself for this, the mom has a hard time admitting the truth, because the truth is not a good truth. It's a bad truth. And it's a negative reflection on her, which is, I only do what I want to do. And if I don't want to play the mother role today, I'm not going to do it. But like I said, that sounds bad because we have to be a mother like 24/7. We don't get the option of, no, I'm not playing mom today. That's normal. But being that this person has like a narcissistic personality disorder, they're very self-serving people, you know? They don't make the best parents, sadly. But what does that have to do with anything else? That also speaks to your love life. Are you with a partner currently that makes you feel unworthy? Are you with a partner that is making you feel like you need to jump hoops, or that the love is there, only they're not giving it to you because you haven't done anything to deserve that? That's not good. That's not a good foundation. Is there a give and take in a relationship? Is love conditional? If there are conditions in love, does that mean it's not real? Well, in, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And the truth of the matter is that, yeah, there are some conditions to love. Well, let's say I can love you, but if I'm being treated badly by you, I will distance myself from you. While I still may feel love in my heart, I refuse to allow you to treat me badly. So at the end of the day, that is a condition, you know? 'Cause you'll lose me if you treat me badly. So, you know, love does have certain conditions. It's a reality, okay, of the way it really is. And it's a fair condition. You know, that's not a bad condition. So that's okay. But like I said, I'm not gonna love you if you don't buy me this car, or I'm not gonna love you if you don't, you know, jump certain hoops and give me what I want. That's not real love. That's not really what love looks like. So I'm sharing this with you, my listeners, and don't forget how we began. When you are with people that you love, people that you care for, potential romantic partner, it's important for you, if you are in a troubled relationship or something like that, you need to think about how you feel when you are with this person. Because if you're feeling bad whenever you're with this person, whoever that may be, then you're going to have to take a step back and reevaluate this situation. Because if it's making you feel bad, I mean, do you want to get into a committed relationship with someone that's always going to make you feel like you're not enough? But at the end of the day, that is not because you have the problem. That is someone that is projecting whatever their they are on to you. I hope I'm making this easy enough to follow. I'll try to elaborate a little more. Like I said, when we use the mom of a client of mine earlier, like I said, the mom, the answer was she simply didn't feel like it. But rather than admit the truth, she made the daughter feel like, I have all of what it is that you're looking for. I choose not to give it to you because there's something that you're not doing for me, which at the end of the day is, in fact, not true. And that could very easily apply to whoever it is that you're dealing with as well. So my point is this. Don't take negative treatment upon yourself. If someone is treating you badly or negatively or treating you in a way that you don't deserve to be treated, that has nothing to do with you. That is only speaking to the person that is doing that. That's a reflection of their character, not yours. There's a saying, and I don't remember exactly how it goes, but I'm sure that many of you that are listening know which what saying I'm talking about. It's not this, that, and the other. People will not forget this, that. It's you're always going to remember how they make you feel. People throw out a lot of this stuff, like I mentioned before, but they lack elaborating on the meaning of this stuff. Like self-love, I've mentioned that a few times in these episodes. Many of us know that we're supposed to have it, but we don't necessarily know how to go about it. We're not really clear on it. And I guess I'm going to bring that up again. Stop subjecting yourself to treatment, negative treatment that you don't deserve. Trust your feelings. If you don't feel like you deserve it, you probably don't. And self-love, and I'm sorry about all the oohs and the ahs and the. I'm not supposed to be doing that on a professional podcast. One of these days I'm going to get more pro in this stuff. There I go again. So, what I'm trying to say here is self-love is not subjecting yourself like that. Protecting yourself, doing a better job with protecting yourself, obviously, and forgiving yourself. Try to be fair with yourself because you're going to have to. There's one person that you can't get rid of, and that's you. You're going to have to live with yourself for a really long time. So I think it's super important for you to have a better relationship with yourself. Forgive yourself, be fair to yourself, give yourself the benefit of the doubt. If you're not going to be treating yourself a little better than you treat other people, at least do it equal. At least treat yourself as well as you treat others. Thank you so much for being here. I'm your psychic, Christine Wallace. If you want to have a one-on-one session with me, that's great. 855-708-2768. I'm here and I'm waiting to hear from you. One more thing I want to say, this podcast, these episodes are for the general public, obviously. A one-on-one session with me would be a completely different experience. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to give you one-on-one advice. My goal is to help and to lead you and guide you with whatever troubles you may be facing in your life right now, whether that be love, money, career, your overall well-being, or if you just need to heal from some kind of past experience that you're having trouble getting past. I'm here for you. Okay, so thank you so much again. Good luck, everybody. Namaste.